CBS News. Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov is expected to have a reunion today with his daughter-in-law. Sakharov and his wife have just ended a hunger strike aimed at pressuring authorities into allowing 26-year-old Lisa Alexeyeva to leave the Soviet Union. I'm Judy Muller, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Sakharov's daughter-in-law boarded a train in Moscow early today to travel to Gorky, the town to which Andrei Sakharov has been exiled. The Sakharovs went on a hunger strike November 22nd, a gesture that lasted 17 days before authorities agreed to let Ms. Alexeyeva to leave to join her husband in the United States. Western diplomats in Moscow were surprised at the turnaround by Soviet officials. They said they believed the decision to allow her to emigrate was made at a high level, partly as a result of strong pressure from Western governments. More CBS News in a minute.
When you're out there on the road and you need a place to go, I know a place with good food all night long.
It's a Denny's restaurant, and this month between 11 at night and 6 in the morning, we'll take 50 cents off any of our 7 delicious jumbo burgers, including our new fresh mushroom burger. Try one.
Denny's, you'll love our food.
The Wall Street Journal helps keep you informed of everything happening anywhere that could affect your future and your company's future. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for just $41. That's less than $1.60 per week. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-5505. That's 800-228-5505. Except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Chancellor Helmut Schmidt of West Germany and Communist Party leader Erich Honecker of East Germany are meeting again today in their three-day session aimed at improving relations between the two countries. It is the first meeting between leaders of East and West Germany on German soil in over a decade. After the first round of talks yesterday, an official accompanying Schmidt said the meetings were proceeding in a very relaxed fashion. Government sources say the Justice Department's criminal division is reviewing whether CIA Director William Casey violated the law by not registering as a foreign agent while representing Indonesia in 1976. Casey becomes the third top administration official under scrutiny of the Justice Department. The others are National Security Advisor Richard Allen and Labor Secretary Raymond Donovan. The Senate has sent President Reagan a budget bill that includes $4 billion in new domestic spending cuts. It's a bill that the president has said he will sign when it reaches his desk. The Republican-controlled Senate voted 60-35 to adopt the compromise package approved Thursday by the House. Mr. Reagan's veto of an earlier attempt prompted a one-day shutdown of many government agencies just before Thanksgiving. A city official in Chicago says that inspectors were denied entry last week to the construction site where steel bars snapped, plunging 5 steel workers riding in machinery 7 stories to their death. An official from the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration said the bucket the men were riding in may have crashed when a weld broke. A surviving worker also said the bucket may have been carrying too many men. More news after this.
Listen closely. This is the sound of a cigarette being broken in half. The sound of a powerful habit being broken. The cigarette habit is being broken these days with the scientific help of Bantron smoking deterrent tablets. If you really want to break the habit, use Bantron and stay with it for 2 weeks to help reinforce your desire to quit. Now this is important. Bantron doesn't work by making smoking unpleasant. It actually helps curb your craving for nicotine. Bantron works with a unique buffered formula that lets its smoking suppressant start to work fast. Bantron has the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. So if you really want to break the habit, use Bantron. And this broken cigarette could be your last. You can do it. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron will help you break the habit. Use only as directed.
Muhammad Ali says Father Time has finally caught up with him. And judging from the results of his match last night with Canadian Trevor Burbick, it would appear that he's right. Ali could not stay away from Burbick, who continually backed Ali up against the ropes. Peter Collins, reporting from the Bahamas, had this evaluation of the match.
First of all, it was not a fight. It was a spectacle between an old man who will be 40 in January, who was showing two rings of flab on his waistline and who was just going through the motions, a fight or a contest or a spectacle between that man and a younger man, 28 years old, who was alive and throwing punches. Ali was never in the fight. Only in the eighth did he ever show any kind of the dazzle and dance that he once had, and then the punches that he threw did not seem to connect. It was slow motion, so it was not really a contest. Ali was never in it, and that was reflected in the scoring of the judges, who rolled it by a lopsided margin unanimously in favor of Trevor Berbick. Why did Ali do it? The consensus around the old ringsiders is ego. He just wanted to show that he could do it one more time.
But the three-time world champion could not do it one more time. He told reporters after the bout that he's not going to fight anymore. Judy Muller, CBS News.
CBS News, Libya's Gaddafi prepares to speak out again. I'm Paul Lockwood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Libyan leader has scheduled a news conference for today in Tripoli. He may have something to say at that time about President Reagan's call for all Americans to leave Libya. Yesterday, State Department officials met with executives of some of the 30 companies operating in Libya to express concern for employees of the firm still in the African country. Several oil companies are making plans to withdraw their U.S. personnel. Libya says the Americans are free to leave. The $10.5 million judgment awarded to the estate of Karen Silkwood has been overturned by a federal appeals court. Silkwood was the Oklahoma nuclear plant worker who was contaminated with plutonium in 1974 and who died in an auto accident a week later. More on the story from Warren Ain of station KLTE in Oklahoma City.
The court didn't address whether the Oklahoma fuel plant where Silkwood made plutonium fuel rods was unsafe, or whether Kerr McGee negligently allowed Silkwood's body and apartment to become contaminated with plutonium the week before her death. The court did say the contamination came from her job or job-related activities and should be settled through Oklahoma's worker compensation laws. It also ruled punitive damages weren't allowed in the case under federal law. Bill Paul, attorney for Kerr McGee, was elated.
The court vindicated Kerr McGee and held that Kerr McGee is right on the issues.
Paul called the decision positive for the nuclear fuel industry, but said it won't stop its critics. Silkwood attorney Art Angel says the case isn't over yet. He'll pursue things further. Warren Ain for CBS News, Oklahoma City.
We'll have more news after this.
George, that thunder's getting worse.
Oh, honey, just some clouds bumping heads. Let's go to sleep.
But I can't get to sleep when it's so noisy.
I can't turn it off like a TV set. But I can get you some...
Aspirin? George, I took an aspirin already, and it didn't help.
Aspirin's for a headache. What you need is Compose, a sleeping aid. I got some at that convention, remember?
Mm.
Occasionally, everybody needs a little help. Let me see.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep. At bedtime.
Hey, sleepyhead, wake up. Sunshine's here.
How beautiful.
And I made you breakfast.
Oh, George, you think of everything. Compose to help make me drowsy so I can get to sleep, and breakfast to wake me up.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
A tearful reunion is expected today in the Soviet town of Gorky when Nobel Peace Prize winner Andrei Sakharov and his wife are reunited with their daughter-in-law, Lisa Alexeyeva. Alexeyeva is now aboard a train heading from Moscow to Gorky. It will be the first time that she and her in-laws have been together since the Sakharovs began a hunger strike to demand that Alexeyeva be allowed to go to the United States to be with her husband. Soviet authorities this week gave her permission to do so. More talks are planned for today in a hunting lodge near East Berlin between West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt and the East German leader Erich Honecker. Correspondent Tom Fenton is covering the German summit, and he was asked what's likely to come out of these talks.
As a practical matter, very little of substance is likely to come out of the meeting. Perhaps a slight easing of the restrictions that East Germany places on travel through the Berlin Wall between the two parts of divided Germany. And in all probability, an extension of the interest-free credit that West Germany has been granting East Germany. Beyond that, not much more is expected.
There is a published report this morning that the Office of Management and Budget is proposing a phase-out of the Head Start program, which provides aid to preschool children of poor families. The reported four-year phase-out proposal is, according to the Washington Post, being opposed by Health and Human Service Secretary Richard Schweiker. Leaders of Poland's Solidarity Labor Union continue their meeting today in Gdansk, a session called to map strategy in the face of a tougher anti-union policy on the part of the Polish government. Now this message.
Why are you putting that cream just on the back of your hands, sis?
Because you don't get age spots on the palms of your hands, Amy.
Age spots?
Mm-hmm. This is porcelain I'm rubbing into my hands.
Oh, the fade cream. I've heard of that.
Then why aren't you using it? You're almost 40, and even if you are my baby sister, you're starting to get age spots, too.
Oh, I know.
Tell you what, Amy, since your birthday's not that far off, let me give you this porcelain now, even though I'm going to buy you something else.
Oh, sis, you always did spoil me.
Porcelain medicated fade cream for age spots, freckles, and brown spots associated with childbearing years. Just rub it in. Watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana works in just 8 weeks. Porcelana at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Happy birthday, Amy. Hope you like your present.
Well, I sure love the porcelana you gave me.
Did it work?
Beautifully. Look.
Told you so. Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch those age spots, freckles, and brown spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated cream. Use only as directed.
Entertainer Desi Arnaz is now listed in fair to good condition at a hospital in La Jolla, California, where he underwent surgery for a stomach ailment. Arnaz, who is now 64, may be removed from the intensive care unit today. He was hospitalized on Tuesday after complaining of stomach pains.
This is Spectrum on the CBS Radio Network. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now, one of those perspectives.
I'm Jack Newfield. There are two kinds of corruption in politics. The traditional kind is known as being on the take. This is when a politician takes money to influence his actions. But there is also a less common and more subtle form of misconduct. It's what I call being on the give. It's when a rich politician uses his wealth to buy an office or a district. Nelson Rockefeller was on the give when he made huge loans, later forgiven, to people like Henry Kissinger, and spent millions of his own fortune to keep getting elected governor of New York. Recently, some facts have become public which show that Brooklyn Congressman Fred Richmond has also been on the give. Richmond is a millionaire businessman who represents one of the poorest districts in America. In 1978, he resigned from his company and received a $100,000 a year pension. But a federal judge in St. Louis has now ruled that Richmond not only faked his retirement in order to get the pension, but that a foundation Richmond used to make grants had abused its tax exemption by being manipulated to further Richmond's political career. This is the same Congressman Richmond who was arrested in 1978 for paying a 16-year-old black teenager to commit a homosexual act with him. Richmond agreed to seek psychiatric help and escaped any criminal sanction in that episode. But it has always stayed in my mind as the perfect literary metaphor for Richmond's public life. He used his money to impose his will and buy his pleasure from an impoverished and powerless teenager. He has done the same thing in politics. He has used his wealth to keep his seat in Congress, representing a low-income district that is 50% black and 18% Hispanic. And Richmond doesn't even live in his district. The documents made public by the St. Louis judge show that Richmond maintains a $2 million luxury co-op on Manhattan's plush east side, miles from his district. But Richmond has managed to win re-election, despite his arrest, by giving out more than $100,000 a year to groups within his district through his allegedly charitable foundation. The IRS is now investigating this apparent abuse of a tax exemption. Fred Richmond is a liberal, but his character is so flawed and his arrogance so great, I hope his constituents understand that being on the give is as bad as being on the take. I'm Jack Newfield for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS Radio Network.
CBS News, some tough talk from Libya's oil minister. I'm Paul Lockwood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Libyan official said today that if the United States puts too much pressure on Libya, his nation will fight back like a cornered cat, as he put it. The oil minister said, "We do not have the military strength of the U.S., but do not push us. We know our way." When asked about the possibility of an American invasion of Libya, he remarked, "I don't know. Everything is possible, but we hope not." Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi may have more to say on the subject when he holds a news conference later today in Tripoli. More CBS News in a moment.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Lisa Alexeyeva is on a train heading from Moscow to the Soviet town of Gorky today. Once there, she'll be reunited with her father-in-law, dissident Andrei Sakharov, and his wife. What's expected to be an emotional get-together comes after Soviet authorities agreed to allow Alexeyeva to immigrate to the United States to join her husband. The Sakharovs staged a hunger strike for 17 days to back demands that their daughter-in-law be allowed to go to the U.S. Tennis star Billie Jean King went around in court yesterday as a judge ordered Ms. King's former lover, Marilyn Barnett, evicted from King's Malibu beach house. But the matter in general may not be over yet. David Dow reports from Los Angeles.
Attorneys for Marilyn Barnett say they haven't decided yet whether they'll proceed with the palimony suit against tennis star Billie Jean King, whom Miss Barnett says she'll always love. It was the palimony action that led to an eviction suit by Mrs. King. And yesterday, Judge Julius Teitel ruled that Miss Barnett must leave the Malibu Beach home, which Mrs. King purchased in 1974 when the two women were lovers. The verdict came after testimony by Mrs. King's business manager that Miss Barnett had threatened to blackmail the tennis player with love letters between the two when Mrs. King decided to sell the home, which prompted a stern lecture by Judge Teitel.
If that isn't attempted extortion, it certainly comes close to it. And based upon that unconscionable conduct, I would have to deny all of her equitable defenses in any event.
Miss Barnett denied the blackmail allegations. She had contended throughout the trial that Mrs. King intended the home to be hers for life. But she said she would now obey the eviction order and move out within 30 days. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President and Mrs. Reagan are spending this weekend at the Camp David retreat in the Maryland Mountains. Before leaving Washington, the president indicated that he will sign the stopgap government funding bill, which cleared the Senate yesterday. The measure calls for another $4 billion in domestic spending cuts. Mr. Reagan describes the latest reductions as only another installment in a long and hard program to get the federal budget under control. West German Chancellor Schmidt and East German leader Honecker are having their second day of talks today at a hunting lodge outside of East Berlin. This first summit in 11 years between heads of the German state began yesterday. An East German spokesman said the initial meeting had given a positive start to the talks. Nine crewmen from a Yugoslav freighter are missing today after the ship sank off the coast of Tunisia. 16 other crew members were rescued. The vessel went down after it sprung a leak. It's not known what caused the leak. And now, this message.
We're here today talking about Topol, America's number one tooth polish sold expressly for smokers. Listen to what Chuck Gizzy has to say.
I drive a truck. I'm a long-haul trucker. I drink a lot of coffee, and you just sit there smoking all day long. And I don't really take care of my teeth that good on the road, and they get really stained.
Did your wife say anything?
She was getting on my cases, you know, about my teeth were really getting bad. How could you go out looking like that, you know?
So what did you do?
I picked up Topol and tried it, and it's been cleaning my teeth pretty good, and now she's pretty happy. And I like the way they look myself.
Would you recommend it to other truckers?
When I first wrote the letter to Topol, I said if more truck drivers knew about it, it would be a good seller because Topol did clean my teeth up. It took away the stain on it after about 4 to 6 weeks. It does what they say it does.
And that's just one person's experience out of thousands who are using Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Available now in regular and fluoride 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
Some 50 inmates at a jail in Northern Ireland have come in out of the cold after a 36-hour rooftop protest. The prisoners, all of them Protestants, said they would release their hostages, 4 guards and 13 Irish Republican Army convicts. The rebellious inmates seized their hostages on Thursday to back demands for better conditions. They also want to be kept apart from the IRA prisoners. Prison authorities have agreed to look into their complaints.